Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. In today's episode, we're going to be shining a light on Black babies and families with the help of a special guest. So, let's get started. Well, hello. Welcome back to Tweet Trends. I haven't had a guest on in a long time, so I'm really excited. You all know you've been with me on my journey. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and it is very near and dear to my heart. And we always try to highlight someone or something in this month, whether it be the Wave of Light or an organization is doing great things out there for families that have experienced loss. And today is no exception. We have Tyree Reed. She's the founder of Shades of Becoming a Mom, and she is our guest today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Hey, Tyree, how are you?
Hey, Yvette, how are you? I'm doing great.
I am so great, and I am excited to have this conversation with you. So first, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization.
Yes. So Shades of Becoming a Mom is a 501c3 nonprofit that's based in Indiana. We were formed in 2021. This, like many nonprofits, as the founder of this organization, I have a connection to our mission. We are a Black maternal health and infant loss support organization. We support all women, but we focus primarily on African-American women. The way the organization came about, if I can share that with you, is that in 2007, I had a loss. I had an ectopic pregnancy that exploded. And the experience was very traumatic. I almost died as a result of that experience. And I'm gonna fast forward a little bit through that and maybe come back to it. And so after that experience had happened to me, I went through it by myself, and I pushed down everything that was related to it, got myself well, and went back to work and, you know, just kept moving through life. And I wasn't well. I was functioning, but I wasn't well. Not every woman or every person has a support system that's built in. They don't necessarily, they may live out of town, or they may not have that connection to mom and whoever, dad or whoever the case may be. And so sometimes you have to buy your support system. Sometimes you have to put yourself in a financial situation so you can hire a doula and you can hire a counselor and whoever else you need to be your support system so that you may go through it. And so in the process of preparing myself to get pregnant, I also decided to compete in a pageant. And in the pageant, you have to pick a platform. And since I'm a person that likes to challenge myself, I decided to choose pregnancy and infant loss. And I had no clue what that would do, because I had my child, I had my rainbow baby. And I did experience grief. I did experience, I had post-traumatic stress that I was dealing with, as well as postpartum depression, and a whole bunch of other things that I was dealing with after I had my child. And so you think, because grief is not straight and narrow, it's not linear, it's all over the place, it's chaotic. And excuse me, and I'm thinking that I'm good. No. Once I chose that as my platform, that meant I had to tell somebody. And for the first time, I lit my first candle with Wave of Light, and I did the T to Remember. And it was the first time that I gave myself permission, because what I didn't have was a live baby. Mm-hmm. I had already named her, even though I didn't know what the gender was. And so when I did that, that made the situation just so real. Mm-hmm. And so as I began to talk about that platform, more women started coming up to me and saying, I had a loss. Oh my God. There's this deep-seated trauma that I had. I had a stillborn baby. And I just put it away in a closet. And I didn't realize that this was messing with me in my marriage. And so as I began to hear more and more women, more and more African-American women telling me, and women of all races, because I was out in a community, very, very visible. I had done like 50 appearances, several different vendor fairs, and women would over and over and over again say, I didn't know this existed. I went through it by myself. If I had a loss at home, I felt shame to not tell anybody. If I had a child out of wedlock, I didn't feel like I can go to the church to talk to anybody about it, and just keep hearing it over and over and over again. Then on October 15th, which is Pregnancy and Infidelity Day of Remembrance, mm-hmm. I get a phone call from someone. This is 2021. I get a phone call from someone. Their relative had a stillborn baby. And they wanted to know what to do. And that's, you know, funeral arrangements, all of those details. Mm-hmm. And so because I had had this experience of going through this platform, I was able to, it took me a little while, 10 minutes or so, to send her, text her a whole bunch of things. And then I was researching, because it wasn't in state, the laws within that state that surround her loss. And whether or not if she could, you know, have the remains or whatever it can be. And so when I got finished with that call, I said to myself, I don't ever want to be in a position where I don't have literature and things ready for someone that needed. And I stood up that night, called some people aboard and say, hey, we've talked about this for almost a year now. Let's do it. And so that's how Shades of Becoming a Mom was birthed. As you know, as a lost mom, this month is so important, and the conversation has to happen, not just in this month, because this is not the only day or month that individuals are finding themselves in this particular situation. And I was an educated African-American woman who had these experiences. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, without my suit on, and whatever else may have been, I was just another whatever it may have been in that moment. And it didn't matter. And so my education, my whatever it may be, my heart, my love for others, none of that stuff stopped them from mistreating me. Mm-hmm. And so whether you want, I call it implicit bias, unconscious bias, systematic racism, just straight play ugly. At the end of the day, if you're not treating people well, you are possibly putting their lives in jeopardy in ways that go beyond just the loss. Years of grief, years of whatever the case may be that the person has to process through, you know, me not. Mm-hmm. I love doctors. You know what I mean? I mean, I had at that time, I had sat in so many hospital rooms with my brothers. And their girlfriends or wives or the case may be, I've been an unofficial doula, 10 births, whatever it may be, by that time. And so, you know, this, it was such a humbling, if you will, in the sickening way, experience to know that you could achieve so much and still, it doesn't matter. And so with that being said, there is statistics that even no matter what the socioeconomic status is for African-American mm-hmm. women, the rate is extremely high. Babies that are born to Black babies that are born to Black mothers, they are dying. The moms are dying at a higher rate. The babies are dying at a higher rate. And so obviously something needs to be done about that. But this particular National Black Baby Loss Awareness Week is this week, October 17th through the 23rd. This week is really about raising awareness that, first of all, infant loss happens, preventable and unpreventable. It happens. And it is a conversation that should be talked about if you want to talk about it. Also, you know, as women, men, we grieve in certain ways and we've mm-hmm. been through some things. There's an opportunity to even celebrate the fact that you went through something and that you made it through something. Have you celebrated the fact that you are strong and you are yet standing? And so today we're wearing blue. We are wearing blue to support, to honor, to celebrate those who have made it through that loss and they're still here with us. Because the maternal mortality rate, not maternal suicide rate is something that is starting to get more traction and data around that. So if you look at that data as well, that is high as well, maternal suicide. And so, and suicide after coming out of 2020, we just seen it, the individuals who might've been the pillar of strength, dying by suicide. I want to say the other way, dying by suicide. And so we want to say, we're so glad you're here today and we are wearing blue. And if you are still trying to make it through the days and you're having a hard time because somebody told you you need to keep shut, to keep the peace or whatever the case may be, we want to identify ourselves as an ally in this fight with you. And so this week is about love. It's about balancing between sharing these massive statistics, which is, you know, Black infants die 2 times the infant mortality rate of non-Hispanic Blacks. And in 2020, Black infants died nearly 3 times the sudden infant syndrome mortality rate as non-Hispanic whites. And Black infants are 4 times more likely to die from complications related to low birth weight than non-Hispanic whites. These are all true. These happen. There are also success stories. There are also states that are out there that are doing tremendous work to prevent preventable deaths. There are nonprofit and loss organizations that need a lot of support to continue to support individuals like yourself that a lost mom that are grieving, or, you know, maybe you're not grieving. Maybe, you know, I've had this conversation with someone. Maybe you were okay with your loss at some point in time. You were okay with it. You come to terms to it. But then life change. You get married. You're concerned, am I infertile? You know, and so now you're dealing with a certain another level of grief that you didn't realize that was associated with that loss. And so there is a need for a space for all of that. And there's also a need for a space to support these organizations so that those resources can continue to exist. And so we're pushing Give Black. And that means to give to organizations that are supporting African-American families and trying to drive down these numbers in both in infant mortality specifically, but also in maternal mortality as well, and in the mental health realm of maternal health. On October 23rd, we have Black Candle Day. This is not to take away from anything else that is happening in the pregnancy and infant loss awareness. So on October 15th, I did light a candle. Mm-hmm. And then on October 23rd, I will light a candle as an advocate because African-American babies are 2 times more likely to die. And so Black Candle Day is an opportunity to create a specific space mm-hmm. for African-American community to show their experiences and to honor their babies, to find positive solutions for their grief. It is an opportunity. If you are someone who support, you can also light a candle. You may or may not know someone, but you may say, you know, again, I'm a woman of faith. You may say, God, or whoever you serve, put me in a position so that I can be available to support somebody who doesn't look like me, that is sitting in this situation. So I'm going to light this candle. I'm going to take a picture, put it online so that somebody can see it and I can be a hope for somebody. And so this week, you know, it is an awareness campaign that I truly hope that individuals find peace, find connection in some type of way, and also find the resources so they can get the support that they need.
Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. For all my loyal listeners, you know exactly what to do at this point. But for my new listeners, let me give you a little hint here. So this audio version of the podcast, this was just an appetizer. I had to cut it down so that you can get it in on your commute. But now that you've heard this part, here's what you do. You head over to YouTube. Look me up at Hey Yvette, that's at HeyEvette. And that is where you'll find the meat and potatoes. That's where the meat and potatoes are. Tyree shares her story with us, and it is absolutely mind-blowing to think that she went through the stuff that she did. And so today we were wearing our blue to show support for families and people like her that have been through something, to show our support for their health, their mental well-being, and to show support for these families that have experienced loss. Now, you may be saying, oh man, I missed it. But no, you didn't. because this is an entire week of awareness. So don't think that if you didn't get your blue on today, that you can't do it for the rest of the week. By all means, do blue for the rest of the month, why don't you? To show support for the Black babies and all of the other babies that have left us far too soon. So once again, check it out. Go over to YouTube at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Check out the episode. You won't be sorry. And by all means, share it with somebody else, because this is a conversation that is very necessary. Once again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you at the next episode.